Our final story today on WGLT's Sound Ideas is a tale as old as time. That is, wherever humans gather, there is garbage, and getting rid of it is a challenge. In this episode of our series, Make History, we look back to the start of trash removal in Bloomington at the start of the last century. We also hear about the King of Swedes. Alexander Ericsson's family came to Bloomington with other Swedish families, unwittingly as strikebreakers for the Stevenson family, who owned a coal mine. Ericsson started mining at age 13, but rose to become alderman, mayor, and then city commissioner.
The city brush wagons cannot get through the narrow alleyways, and all the brush should be placed at the curb or lawn, and the street department notified.
Most folks in Bloomington Normal probably don't know that we had a King of Swedes at one time. That was Alexander Ericsson, also known as A.G. Ericsson. He had a grocery store that became kind of the cultural center of this Swedish neighborhood known as Stevensonville, and hence the nickname he was given as the King of the Swedes.
Bill and Barney, our horses, have gained the 400 class. Not just what you may think, but the old garbage horses have hauled over 400 loads of garbage to the old dump. And they start in on the northeast section of the city this morning. I'm Scott Myers. I'm a volunteer at the McLean County Museum of History.
This is Bill Kemp, librarian, McLean County Museum of History.
If the northeast section has as much refuse to carry away as the other sections of the city have had, Bill and Barney will be in the 500 Club before they're through.
One of the biggest issues in the early 20th century for American municipalities was garbage. What to do with garbage, municipal waste. It's something we take for granted today. And municipal waste in many ways was much different than it is today. You had garden and yard waste and organic matter like food waste. You had tin and metal, mostly tin cans. And then you had manure, horse manure.
I have some rules for the disposal of waste. Number one, don't put brush in alleys. It's not the province of the garbage department to haul away brush and never has been.
Cities did a mostly inefficient, poorly organized and run system, and that was the case in Bloomington.
Second, don't put building materials of any kind in streets or alleys. The city does not now, never has, and never will haul away waste building materials. Such things should be hauled away immediately at the owner's expense.
During the commission form of government era in Bloomington, which ran from 1915 to 1923, where you had five commissioners instead of alder persons running the city of Bloomington, Ericsson served as the head of public health and safety.
Third, don't throw loose manure onto streets or alleys. Manure should be put into the tight receptacles and hauled away once a week at the owner's expense, according to the city's ordinance.
He had to manage and run the fire department. He was in charge of food and sanitary inspection. He was in charge of garbage removal and public health and communicable diseases. So that was a handful.
The city brush wagons cannot pass through the narrow alleys, and all brush should be placed on the curb or lawn, and the street department notified.
Ericsson investigated what is the best system to use to efficiently, scientifically address solid waste removal. Well, they went to Peoria, and Peoria used the hog method of solid waste. And it is what it sounds like. They would have a large drove of hogs to consume all edible, that is for hogs edible, and then they would be able to sell those fattened hogs or sell the butchered meat for profit and then use that profit then to support their solid waste program.
Fourth, don't throw tin cans or other refuse promiscuously in alleys or streets. This practice will not be tolerated in the future. Such materials should be placed in boxes, and the garbage collections will haul them away at their regular trips.
Ericsson, thankfully perhaps, did not adopt that system. Instead, he took what was known as the trailer system. These were horse pulled trailers that you would fill trash up with, then meet at a centralized location, and then take those trailers to a landfill or dump.
Then the problem that will confront the cleanest city in the state of Illinois, if not in the whole world, will be how to keep clean.
Under Erickson's watch as Commissioner of Public Health, the city of Bloomington had its first relatively efficient, well-run system to remove garbage, both from businesses and households.
Fifth, don't put your ashes in the middle of the alley. Ashes should be piled neatly on either side of the street close to the lot line, according to the ordinance now on the city statute books. Properly piled, the garbage collectors will take away all ashes on their regular trips.
Under his watch as commissioner, the city fire department completely motorized, that is, moved away from horse-drawn equipment.
Sixth, don't put garbage in open containers or throw it onto streets or alleys. According to the ordinance, garbage must be placed in tight containers, and severe penalties are provided for violating of this provision of the city laws.
And he saw to the eventual ban on wooden shingle roofs. That was the single cause of fires in Bloomington. At a time when you had steam locomotives belching ash, soot, and embers, and you had chimneys everywhere, wood shingle roofs would often catch on fire.
People will cooperate with the department. The city will do its best to make and keep Bloomington clean and healthy.
By 1919, Erickson was calling for a sanitarium or hospital for those afflicted with drug addiction. And in this way, he was really forward-thinking, well ahead of his time. Jails, he said, county poor farms, insane asylums, and similar institutions were not the proper place for this kind of treatment.
City officials can do nothing without wholehearted support from the majority of the public.
Erickson's greatest challenge was the great influenza pandemic of 1918 and 1919. And it is A.G. Erickson who announces the closure of movie houses and the closure of churches and then of schools.
Violators of the city ordinances will be warned and instructed as to what course to pursue, and prosecution will follow if these warnings and instructions are disregarded.
After his public career, A.G. Erickson returned to his grocery store and served on the Bloomington School Board. He passed away in 1950 at the age of 87. You heard Bill Kemp and Scott Myers in this episode of McHistory. This series is a partnership between the McLean County Museum of History and WGLT, bringing you the voices and words of people in Central Illinois long ago. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker produced this episode. Today, the Erickson Grocery Store building on West Olive Street houses Dreams Are Possible, which helps women coming out of incarceration.